Coaches were stunned at his times as he skied stride for stride to an historic silver medal. Hi, I'm Tom Kelly, and I'll be right back with more of the story on Behind the Gold.
This is Dr. Vern Cooley of the Rosenberg Cooley Metcalf Clinic at Park City Medical Center. We provide orthopedic care for serious athletes and weekend warriors alike. We are proud supporters of KPCW and pleased to sponsor Tom Kelly's Behind the Gold, Stories of Athletic Excellence.
It was opening day at the 1976 Olympics in Innsbruck. The eyes of the world were focused towards the men's downhill on the icy slope of Patschakoffel, where Austrian farm boy Franz Klammer stole the show with an electrifying win over Swiss favorite Bernard Russi. But nearby in the quiet mountain village of Seefeld, American ski history was being written on the cross-country trails. It was there that an unheralded 20-year-old Vermonter, Bill Koch, won silver in the men's 30-kilometer. No one expected that to happen except maybe Kochi himself. Coaches along the track were stunned as they looked at their watches, measuring the splits on the American who started seventh. With his early start, he came into the stadium the leader and watched as one by one, no one matched his time until Soviet Sergei Savilyev took the gold, with Koch picking up the silver medal. Some called it one of the most significant accomplishments in Olympic history. For legions of cross-country enthusiasts on trails across America, it galvanized their growing movement for the health-driven outdoor sport that was sweeping the snow belt. He became a hero for generations of young cross-country skiers and went on to revolutionize the sport, taking advantage of the new skating technique to win the season-long World Cup title in 1982. America's hopes are high on matching Kochi's 1976 medal when the Olympics come to Sochi this February. This is Tom Kelly with Behind the Gold, only in Park City, only on KPCW.